11. A beginning of a love story. Mylene is a dental assistant and she's still single. Her friends as well as her co-workers have been trying to introduce her to new people, but she is being very picky. She knows exactly what she wants in a man, and it seems like no one is corresponding to what she's looking for. One day, at work, she meets Mike, her new client. At first sight, Mike is not really her type of man. Actually, he is a little bit fat and he has dark hair. When she starts talking with him though, she realizes that they have a lot of things in common. Mike the fat boy was raised on a farm, in the countryside, just like her. Also, he likes to watch hockey, and he plays in a baseball league, just like her. Mylene is surprising her own self. She is starting to like him. Although she knows he is a client, she decides to ask him out. Mike the fat boy is happy and says yes. This is the beginning of a beautiful love story. 12. Dancers. Part 1. Brandon and Clara have been together for 5 years now. They are trying to think of new ways to spice up their relationship. One day, Clara had a brilliant idea. They should take some dancing classes together. Although Brandon wasn't really convinced at first, he then started to think it could be fun. What kind of dancing classes? He asked. There were many possibilities, but since both of them are very competitive, they thought they could choose a dance where it would be easy for them to participate in some competitions. Tango turned out to be the best option. After taking over 50 classes and after hours of practicing, Brandon and Clara were ready for their first competition. It was an easy competition, but they were still very anxious about it. They wanted to win so badly. 10 other couples were participating, and after a night of dancing in front of the judges, the results came in. Unfortunately, Brandon and Clara didn't win. Although they were sad, they promised each other they would try again next year. 13. Dancers. Part 2. Even if Brandon and Clara didn't win the competition last year, they continued dancing and practicing all year long. They both developed a big passion for tango, so it was a lot of fun. This year, they knew they had good chances of winning the competition. Compared to last year, they were now expert. When they got there that night, both of them were way less anxious. They knew what they were capable of. When it was their turn to dance, they gave everything they had. They moved to the sound of the music like no one else ever did in that ballroom before. Actually, everyone was looking at them. Brandon was making Clara spin, and Clara was expressing a lot of grace through her movements. It was magical to look at. Of course, when the judges announced the winner at end of the night, it was no surprise that it was them. Happy, the couple promised each other they would keep that passion and they would continue participating in such competitions. 14. The Wilson family. Every summer, the Wilson family goes for a camping trip. Normally, they always go the same spot, but this time, they are thinking to change location. The mother suggests to go to Colorado to enjoy some of the most picturesque landscapes. The father doesn't agree though. He thinks this is too far. Instead, they decide to stay nearby their hometown because there is a beautiful lake where they can enjoy some water sports. Also this way, because they won't want to have to drive for a day, they will be able to stay more nights. It turned out to be the best option. This was the perfect spot for the children to swim and for the parents to go on a boat ride. At nights, they could also enjoy some campfires where they could grill marshmallows and play some guitar. The camping trip was a success for the Wilson family that summer, and for sure, they will come back to that location next year. 15. Art and the Walson people uses graffiti as vandalism and paint on walls illegally. That's what Tom used to do for years. Actually, even if it was considered as a bad thing to do, Tom would always do it to improve the look of a place, of a wall. That was still vandalism, but in his head, that was art. When his friend Kathy offered him to paint a mural in front of the new jazz bar she was owning, Tom was happy and deeply grateful. She knew he had a lot of talent, but he just never had the chance to express it in another form than vandalism. No one ever gave him a chance before her. For a couple of weeks, he tried to do a sample on a piece of paper of what he wanted to paint. He was never satisfied though, and it was getting really frustrating. Kathy knew he was feeling pressure, so she suggested that he should just start painting directly on the wall and let his inspiration come, which he did. The mural turned out to be Tom's most beautiful piece of art. 16. The city who never sleeps, Florence loves to travel. She has been to many places around the globe, including some of the best destinations. Actually, she has been to more than 23 countries. Whenever someone asks her what is her favorite place though, she will always answer the same thing. Her favorite place isn't a country, but a city. It is not thousands of kilometers away from her home, but only a 2 hours drive. Her favorite place is New York, which she called her beautiful city. She loves how that city never sleeps, how it is the land of all dreams coming true. When she goes there, she feels like everything is possible. She feels like there are no boundaries, no limits. Manhattan will always remain her favorite part. She likes to walk in Center Park and to look at the prestigious Flatiron Building. Going up to the top of the Empire State Building to see all the buildings from above is magical as well. Everything about this place thrills her. New York City, beautiful city. 17. A meal for lunch. Gregory doesn't know what to cook for lunch for him and his two kids. He doesn't really like to cook, but on the other hand, he is getting short on money, so he is thinking it is better to eat at home than to get something from outside. When his youngest son asks him for McDonald's, he is thinking maybe that's a good idea. After all, they have some Happy Meals for children which are cheaper. It shouldn't cost them too much. Gregory and his two kids decide to go to the fast food restaurant. When they ordered, he is unhappily surprised, the prices are higher than he thought. He starts arguing with the cashier, saying how the prices used to be lower than that and how it is the main point of Happy Meals. Unfortunately, the cashier can't help him. That's the price and he can't do anything about it. Gregory ended up getting the two meals anyway, but he promised himself never to go back. They should be called not so happy meals instead, he thinks for himself. 18. Something terrible happened. Paul is calling his mother tonight on FaceTime. They haven't spoken to each other since he called her last week to announce his girlfriend Nancy's pregnancy. Unfortunately, he is now calling her to tell her bad news. Nancy was not doing well the last couple of days, and they had to go to the doctor. He doesn't know how to say that to his mother, but Nancy has lost the baby. This is the second time this tragedy happens to the couple. They can't believe this is happening again. Of course, the mother, who thought she was about to be a grandmother, is devastated. She is feeling bad for her son. She knows he was ready to be a father, and she knows he would have been an amazing one. She is confident it's going to work out for them with some time, and that's what she tells him over the phone. Paul agrees. This is terrible news, but they are not going to give up, and they are going to keep trying. 19. The couple will move. William and Valeria have been together for only a few months, but both of them are experiencing the greatest love of all. They are feeling deeply in love with each other, and they can feel the passion floating inside of them. They know this is fast, but they agreed they were ready for the big move. They are going to move together. Anyway, it already feels like they are living together. William is always at Valeria's place, since she lives by herself. They know they are going to be good roommates, and they are thinking this is going to be a good test for the couple. They are going to move the next month, so they have to start packing everything right now. It is a lot of things to think of, but both of them know it is going to be totally worth it. For now, they are going to rent an apartment, but soon enough, they will buy a house. It's only the beginning of many other steps together. 20. Afraid of the dentist, Johnny is at the dentist clinic with his mom. He is waiting in the waiting area. He is terrified because he knows what he is here for. He has a cavity and it has to be fixed. He is only 10 years old though, so it's the first time he has to go to the dentist for such reason. His mother tries to comfort him. She is telling him everything is going to be all right, but Johnny has heard many stories before. Some of his friends at school told him it's really painful. They told him he will probably bleed a lot. His mother tried to tell him these were lies that those friends told him just to scare him, but Johnny doesn't believe her. He is still horrified. When the secretary finally says his name, he tries to ignore. She then stands up and says, "The dentist will see you now." This is it. Johnny has to go.